Me, and as we worship, I believe God will build His throne in this room.
Amen.
Every time we come in His presence, I believe that there is a new thing for everyone.
Yeah.
And tonight, God has something new for each one of us. And I believe that you will not leave this place disappointed.
Amen.
Because God has come today just for you.
Yeah.
Can somebody say just for me?
Just for me.
I can't hear you. Can you say just for me?
Just for me.
So God has come just for you tonight. And is going to do something new for you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You deserve the glory and the honor. No, the Lord will lift high in worship. If you know the song, you sing with me. As we bless your holy name, you deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship. As we bless your holy name, for you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you, there is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name tonight. Because we know that you are great. And your miracles are so great, oh God. Tonight, Lord, we believe in the miracle. Lord, we know that everyone in this place has come to receive something new from you. And Lord, I pray that your people will receive what you've prepared tonight for them in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for your grace in this place.
Yes.
Thank you for your presence.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you for my brother and my sister in this place. Lord, you know all that your people need. Lord, I pray that you will give them what they need. Father, to you all the glory, all the praises. Take control of this time. Rule in this place. Speak, Lord, because we are here to hear. Thank you, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
And the people of God say, hallelujah. So I'm quite a, you know, a man who like people to respond to him. One is teaching, one is preaching. So I will need you to help me here tonight. Hallelujah. So I know sometimes, you know, we can be so quiet to listen to what the Lord is speaking, but I'm too much noisy when I'm speaking, when I'm preaching. So you're going to help me tonight. Praise the Lord. Because I believe that in the house of the Lord, the Bible says we have to make joyful noise, not a joyful silence. You didn't help me in that. I'm saying the Bible is not saying that we have to make a joyful silence.
No, a joyful noise.
A joyful noise. So that will help me to ask you to respond to what I'm saying and what I'm preaching. I really need you to be with me.
Amen.
Can you talk to your neighbor? Say, be with the pastor, please. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I just want to thank Bishop for this privilege and opportunity that you've given me to stand before the congregation, and thank you, Grace, as well. Yes, yeah, so, and thank you to all the team as well for letting me stand before you tonight. It's just a privilege for me to come here by God's grace. I'm coming, you know, from far, very far. You know, here I'm coming from Sheffield, but I'm not from Sheffield, I'm from Congo. So you would know where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
So I'm from far, very, very far.
Yeah.
So it takes me, I think, 8 to 9 hours to, you know, to travel to get here.
Yeah.
So it's a very long, long, long journey. So you need to cross, you know, the ocean and, you know, the forest and everything to get where I live.
Yeah.
And I thank God I'm here.
Amen.
Because I believe that the Lord has something for someone tonight.
Amen.
So if God has sent me all the way from that place that I'm coming from,
yeah,
in Doncaster, it's just for someone.
Amen.
And I don't know if you are that someone, but I believe tonight that someone will receive something tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you give your brother and your sister a high five and say, God bless you. Hallelujah. And tell him today is your day. Go ahead, tell him today is your day. Just chill out and the Lord will do it for you. Glory to God. And I'm glad as well for this day. And as everybody's saying, Happy Mother's Day. So I will say it again, Happy Mother's Day to every woman in this room. I appreciate you because I believe that without a mother, I could not be here. So I have a mother, that's why you can see me here.
Yeah.
So you understand what I mean. So it's a very good thing to appreciate our mothers and women in the house.
Yeah.
It's very, very important. But I like what my wife taught today in the church, because we normally worship in the morning. So we are coming from our service, and we are very strong to be here again. Hallelujah. So she talked about something that I liked, and I want to just to introduce that to you, so that tomorrow you will understand more about being a mother according to what the Lord has said to Adam and Eve. If you look at the Bible, you will see that the Lord, after the creation of a man, the Bible says he talked to them and said that being fruitful, I want you to be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion.
Amen.
So when we talk about a mother, we see someone who can produce. When we talk about a mother, we see somebody that can create something. When we talk about a mother, we see someone who can watch over. When we talk about a mother, we see somebody who can protect. That's a mother. So for me, it's not just, you know, as people are thinking today that when we talk about a Mother's Day, we see every woman. Now for me, it's everyone who can produce something, everyone who can bring about something, everyone who can watch over something. To that person, I say, Happy Mother's Day. So I can say to Bishop as well, because Bishop is looking after the church. And nobody said amen to that. So it's like you are not helping me here. I was saying that Bishop is looking after the church. So somehow is watching over. And if he can do that, for me, I can say to him, Happy Mother's Day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's not what I will be talking today, but I wanted just to make you understand how you can be a mother as well. You know, today, if you want to start your own idea to build something that is new, so we can call you a mother. Nobody said a word to that, but I believe that when we talk about philosophy, we say philosophy is a matter of science. Isn't what the word saying? Philosophy is a matter of science. Amen. So that means when we talk about philosophy, we don't see a woman.
Yeah.
But we call it a mother. You're not helping me. I don't know what is happening. I want somebody to come back to me. Hallelujah. So if you come back to me today, I think we'll have good time in God's presence. Hallelujah. Don't miss this time. Come on, tell your neighbor, don't miss this time. It's very, very crucial for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I was praying and I was so ready to minister, as Bishop told me to get ready for this Sunday. And I was preparing myself and praying, believing God in what I thought that the Lord wanted me to speak and talk about today. And suddenly things just changed, I was like, God, is it what you want me to speak, to talk about, or is there any other thing that you want me to say tonight? And I was so confused, because I really didn't know what I would say again. But what happened is that our church wanted to move to another place, another new building. But that building is very expensive for the church to go there. And I went there, I spoke to the people that we really want to take your place, to take this warehouse, because it's a very huge warehouse and we want to turn it to a church. Because where we are right now, we are paying, you know, too much, but we're using the place for a very few days. So we wanted a place where we can be there from Monday to Sunday.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting in my living room, and then the Lord spoke to me that, who do you think that will come and take that place for you? You are the only one to go there and get that place and start what you have to do. And I will do it for you. And I was like, yeah. I need to go and do something, because sometimes we stay back and think like someone will come and get what we want for us. But we are the only one to stand and go and get what we need and start that thing. Sometimes you will stay there for a month, for a year, until you say, I have to go. But it took you so long to realize that you are the only one who can go there and start that thing. And this is what was happening in my living room. I was like, God, I need to do this. And I was so afraid to go there to find that someone else has, you know, already taken the place. So I was like, God, don't let nobody take that place, please. And when I got there, the man would tell me there was a church, a pastor who came here to ask for this place. But I told him that I will come back to you until I find out from the one that is thinking about the place. So I was like, yes, thank you, God. You are not praising the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Good God. So I know we have a long way to go together. So you will help me tonight to go that long way, to walk together. I say amen to that. So sometimes if you don't say amen, I will say amen to myself, to encourage myself, to help myself, to speak again. Okay, thank you very much for saying amen. So God bless you. So I really need that amen for me to carry on. Hallelujah. So I went there and I spoke to the guy, say, we really need to take this place. And they said, okay, we'll get back to you and I will tell you if you will take the place or no. And it was on Thursday evening, they called me and say, you will have it. And I was like, yes, this is God. This is God, and we have to move on and to go there and to start this new work. And the Lord will do it for us. Hallelujah. It's very important sometimes in your life to know that you are the only one who can make it to that place. Nobody else will do it for you. You are the only one. Sometimes you feel like you are sick and you need healing. You are the only one to get that healing. Nobody else will get the healing for you. Sometimes you feel like you are so confused, but you are the only one to find the solution, because God has placed you where you are for a reason. It's not just by accident that you are there. No, no. It's because God has something for you. And that thing, you're the only one to find out and to know how to get it.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord is here this evening for someone to let you know that there is something for you and you are the only one who can get it. I've got a question for everybody. Let's say that we have a list of, you know, guests. But they say, you know, in that list, you just need to choose one person to invite in your house. And in the list, you find the queen. And you find all the leaders of the world. You find all the pop star. You find all the movie star. And just down there, you find all these homeless people. You find all these sick people. And they ask you, just choose one person that you can invite in your house. How will you react to that? You'll be so excited because you need a connection, isn't it? A queen? In my house, this is the first person. But I say just one person, not two, not three, just one. I say, I really, all my life, I wanted to meet this woman, and I will invite her in my house. And you'll be so proud because you call your friend. She's coming in my house tonight. I'm telling you, I will take even a picture with her. Anything you want from her, I will tell you later. Don't worry, I'll be with her. This is how everyone will react. But I will tell you, Jesus one day will say in the Bible, in the book of Luke chapter 14, verse 12 to 14. Let me read it so that you will not believe in me, but you believe in the word of God. I say amen to that, so that I can encourage myself. Hallelujah. In the book of Luke chapter 14, verse 12 to 14, the Bible says, and he also went on to say to the one who had invited him, when you give a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors. Otherwise, they might also invite you in return, and that will be your repayment. But when you give a reception, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, since they do not have the means to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. Amen. So when you look at how we behave before all that is happening around, we will think to get connected to all these people, all these big names. But we will not think about the people that everyone doesn't want to think about. And Jesus said, you need, if they come with a list and they want you to invite someone, just one person, don't invite the person who will get you connected to a very highest person, but I want you to get connected to the one who cannot do nothing for you, the one who will not repay you, the one who will not give you nothing, the one who will not bring, I don't know, gold, who will not bring silver in your house, but it will come just like that, and you give him the food, he eats, and after that he said thank you, and he will leave without getting you connected to that person that you want to get connected to, without giving you the place in that workplace, you know, that job that you are looking for. You, I want to be promoted, and if I just invite this manager, I will get that post, and they will put me there. No, the Lord is saying you don't need to invite a person who will get you connected somewhere. Just invite the person who will do nothing back to you.
Amen.
Then I will bless you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And it's very important to understand that. And tonight the Lord wants me to talk about God's guest. That's what I will talk about. God's guest. So our God has also his guest. Amen. Yeah. Our God can prepare a table. Our God can prepare a dinner. Nobody's responding to me because we don't think that God can prepare something for us. God can cook. Yeah, good God, help me here. One day there was a prophet who was so hungry, and he said, God, just kill me because I'm fed up of this situation. The Bible says God sent a raven to give him a bread, and that bread was so fresh. Oh, good God, help me here. Is somebody with me tonight? Are you helping me here? God has cooked that bread, he's baked that bread, and say, I really want you to eat. Every time when I think about this, I'm like, I would like one day to eat a bread that God himself has cooked. Good God, have mercy. Help me here. Are you helping me? I said, it's very important to have something that God himself has prepared for you. God is a very good cook that you can imagine. He's more than a mother. I say amen to that, because every mother, every woman is like, yes, God is more than a mother. He can cook. He can take care of you. Hallelujah. The Lord can do anything that a mother can do for you. Even more than that. Hallelujah. And tonight, I want you to understand that as you are here, the Lord knows you as a guest. You are his guest. Yes. Can somebody say, I am God's guest? Yes, yes. If you believe in that, you understand how precious you are. Because sometimes when you are a guest of a very honorable person, you are so proud. And you know that you are going to a wedding, and that wedding, nobody else can go there. And you're the only one who's going there, you will talk about it to everybody. You will tell everyone, you know what? Tomorrow, I'm going to a wedding. Do you know that wedding? Oh, it's a president's wedding. And that wedding, I'm the only man in Doncaster that they invited. So, if you want anything for me to talk about you there, just write it down here. I will tell the president. I will tell the prime minister. I will tell the and you be so proud of yourself because you are going to a place where nobody else is invited, yeah. But you are. Amen. Is somebody with me? And tonight we are in a place where you came, not because you wanted to come, but it's because God has invited you to come here. You know, sometimes we take church so for, you know, likely and for granted. We think like it's just a place where we can come for a routine, a habit to come and start singing and praising, and we are there. We get so used to a church, we just forget that it's a place where God is has invited his guests, and you are one of the guests that God has chosen for you to come. And if only you can put that in your mind, every time that you will come to church, you will know that I'm going to meet with God.
Yes.
It will not be like I'm just going there to worship, to sing. And no. You will put in your mind that I'm going there to meet with the Lord.
Yeah.
Is somebody with me?
Yeah.
Am I talking good? Please help me here. Am I talking good?
Yes.
So, because if I'm not talking good, I have to change the way of talking so that I will talk good later. But if I'm talking good, let me keep talking then. Hallelujah. I was saying that coming to church is for you to know that you are coming to meet with God, with the Lord. And He's the most important person in the universe.
Amen.
There's no one important than God.
Amen.
Is somebody with me?
Yes.
There's no one important than God. He's the only one who is more than gold, is more than silver, is more than anybody, more than kings, more than presidents, more than anyone in the world. He's the very expensive person that you can meet. And your life will change just like that. As long as you don't understand it, that's why when you come to meet with God, you come to the church, you will leave the same person, because you didn't know that you were going to meet with a person that can change your life just in a second.
Yeah.
We get so distracted when we come to church to pray, to worship. We think about other things out there, but we are not in to focus, to believe that God is in to do something with us. We just think out there. And I'm telling you, sometimes as I'm talking now, maybe one of us here is thinking back home, like, I left something on the I suppose not to leave it there. What is happening? But I can see you looking at me, but your mind is out. It's not here. You are walking out there. You are driving out there. You are doing everything. You are in the coach station, the bus station, the train station. I don't know. You can see everything. But I'm telling you, when you are doing that, you are missing something.
Yeah.
Because the person who is here tonight to meet with you is the very most important thing that anybody has can't give you. Is the only one who can give it to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to miss this tonight. I pray that the Lord will visit you tonight. I pray that the Lord will change your life tonight. I pray that the Lord will give you what you are looking for. I pray that the Lord will heal you tonight. Because there is healing in this room. There is mercy in this room. Wherever God is, everything is there. Oh, good God, help me out. I say, wherever God is, everything is there. God will not miss nothing of what you need. He knows every single idea, thing that you have in your mind, and He knows how to give it to you. Until you understand that the Lord has everything, then you will receive it. But if you don't understand it, you will come and leave the same as you came. You will come, you are very upset, and you come in God's presence. And the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. But you will come, you don't get that joy, and you leave upset. Because you came without knowing that you are meeting with a person who can give you happiness, a person who can give you gladness, a person who can change your life just like that. And you leave the same. And someone will meet you up there, ask you, where are you coming from? I'm coming from the church. And are you coming? Where everyone should be happy is where you're coming and living like this. Well, what happened? The problem is, you didn't know that you were in a place where joy, where happiness, where gladness can happen to you.
Amen.
You just missed that. And you leave the same person as you came. But tonight I pray that you will not leave the same as you can.
Amen.
The Lord will change something in your life. And I pray that the Lord will change this church to a very wonderful church where gladness, happiness, joy will remain in our lives.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
There was this person, and I like the man. I like him so much, and his name is my name. So I like him very much. They call him David. I like him so much. So that's me. So I'm talking about him. It's like me. So I'm very glad to have this name. And maybe next time, if you want to change your name, you know, you can get my name. You get just David. So it's a very wonderful name. But your name is a very wonderful name as well. So, hallelujah. So I thank God for your name. It's a very, very wonderful. In the book of Psalm chapter 24. The book of Psalm chapter 23. The Bible is saying about something. I think we know all this that this man was talking about. You know, if I ask you to read it, you might not even look at your Bible. You just start, and the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You can start, you know, on and on, start saying and, you know, doing everything and going down until verse 6 and you finish it. But today I want you to understand a new thing that the Lord wants you to get from it. This man was a king, David. And here, if you look at this psalm, you understand that it's like a testimony of what the Lord has done in his life. It was like worshiping God to understand what has been true and what the Lord has done in his life. And he just said, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He understood that the Lord can give him everything.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He understood that the Lord can give him everything. Anything that he wanted, the Lord can give it to him. I shall not want. I shall not want. You know, nobody can say that without knowing that he has everything. I can't tell you I shall not want if I know that I still need something. When I'm telling you I shall not want, that means I know exactly what I have. And I know that I shall not want that. Why I have to confirm and say it loudly, I shall not want.
Amen.
And this man saying this, he understood that the Lord is everything to him. The Lord means everything. When the Lord is there, it's like everything is there.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But I will just read verse 5. It's where I will make you understand what the Lord wants you to get tonight. This is what it's saying. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You prepare a table before me. I told you before that God can cook. You didn't get it. Some of you were just looking at me like this. What is he talking about? You prepare a table. God can prepare a table. And when we are talking about a table, I see food. I see good things. Is somebody talking back to me? Are you helping me here? The Lord can prepare a table. And David understood that. He said, you prepare a table before me. Oh, good God, help me here. I know when my wife is preparing a table before me, I'm glad because she knows what I like, what I want, what I will need. And I will be glad because I know that table will be very good. But when God, help me here, when God is preparing a table, oh, God, have mercy, the one who created me, he knows me. He knows my name. He knows my need. He knows what I'm thinking right now.
Yeah.
And he's preparing a table. Good God, help me. I say, God will prepare everything that you have in your mind. He will put it there in the table because he knows that you are his guest. Oh God, I don't know if somebody's rejoicing with me here. I say that the Lord has prepared a table for someone, and that person is you. And when you know that the table is there, prepared by God, I think you will be so proud, so glad to go to that table because it's your table. Oh, good God, help me here. The Lord has prepared a table before it, the David didn't say the Lord has prepared a table before us. Yeah, he didn't say before us, but he said before me. It's me. It's not. It's not you. It's not her. It's not him. But it's me. Can somebody say me? Say it again, me. So that's you. The Lord has prepared a table before me, before you. You are the only one that the Lord has prepared the table for. There's nobody else. And when you miss the miracle, it's because you don't understand that there is a table, and in that table there is a blessing, in that table there is healing, in that table there is solution, in that table there is deliverance. If you don't know, that's why you will live without getting what the Lord has prepared for you. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we go to people's house and they will present you the food and everything. And if you don't like it, you think like, I will not eat it. But I will tell you, there are things that sometimes we don't eat in people's house. Those things are so beautiful, are so nice. If you just taste it for once, you will say, oh, is it like this? I didn't know. That's what we do for God. When we come in God's presence, God will put everything in the table, and you look at it and say, I don't like that one. I don't like that. But you don't know your healing is in that one, and your blessing is in that one. And when you leave it, that means you leave your healing, you leave your blessing, and you just want to get your worship. Oh Lord, I worship you. And you will leave here with worship, and your healing is back there, and your blessing is back there. And you go to say, Lord, I've been there worshiping, but I didn't get nothing. No, I put everything on the table, but you didn't get it because you didn't want to eat it. You felt like you don't want to eat it, you don't like it. Is somebody with me tonight? Am I speaking to someone? Maybe you don't like how I'm talking, you know, how I'm speaking tonight, but let me tell you, your blessing is in what I'm talking tonight. Your healing is in what I'm talking tonight. So if you don't like the way I'm talking, that means you are missing, you are missing. And you are missing. Hallelujah. Now, I'm so glad that the Lord is here tonight. And he has set a table for someone. There is a table. Can somebody say, there is a table for me, prepared by God. Yeah. The Lord has prepared a table. David said, you prepare a table before me. And every time you come to church, understand this: there is always a table. God can't call a meeting like this without preparing a table. No. He always prepares a table. There will be a table for each one. And when you come and just go to the table and get something, hallelujah, glory to God, you prepare a table. If you look in the book of Isaiah chapter 41 verse 5, you will understand with me what is in the table. I'll just read it and I will go to the next one. You prepare a table. You prepare a table. Isaiah 51 verse 2. Sorry, verse 5. The Bible says, my righteousness is near. My salvation has gone forth. And my hands we judge the people, the coastlands will wait for me, and for my hand they will wait expectantly. Lift up your eyes to the sky, then look the earth beneath, for the sky will vanish. No, that's not what I wanted to give to you. Please read with me in the book of Luke chapter 14 verse 24. Luke chapter 14 verse 24. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, before you go there, just a minute. It was Isaiah chapter 55 verse 5. That's what I wanted to hear. Just missed something here. The Bible says, behold, you will call a nation you do not know, and a nation which knows you not will run to you because of the Lord your God, even the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible says here that you will call a nation, and that nation will not know you. But just because the Lord has glorified you, the Lord will do something in that. That nation will respond to you. What I want to say here is this. The Lord has given you this to understand that you have that power in you to call things, even if that thing doesn't know you. You can call it and the Lord will make it happen. Is somebody with me? I know today you can think like everyone has done so, you know, great, and there's no more new ideas in this world. But I will tell you, there's always a new idea. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that in your hearts, in the man's heart, there's purposes, and all those purposes are like deep water. But only the one who is wise will know how to draw out from that water. Is somebody with me? The Lord has prepared so many things for us, but you are the only one to draw out from it. That means we have so many ideas out there, but if you can just pick one, and that's it. Let me tell you, today we have all these people with like iPod, the one, all these people who started the iPod, and they got so many, you know, millions today. I will tell you this. There was a guy who started that idea, but he didn't go further with it. Today, the guy is so down because he's saying, that was my idea. He's the one who started a long time ago thinking about how he can put things together to make it look like iPod. But when he was still sleeping, another one came around,
yeah,
and he took it from him. Let me tell you this. Don't think that what you are thinking, God can't give it to somebody else. God will do it. As long as you don't want to make a move, God will give it to somebody else. You just miss it. God will not let everyone to die with ideas. Because today, if you look at the cemetery, you know, it's where we see all these ideas, all these dreams. People wanted to build a very huge, I don't know, mansion, maybe something that would be so extraordinary. But it's gone. What do you think? God will give that idea to somebody else. As long as you don't want to do it, God will bring about someone else to do that. So it's better for you when you have an idea to start it now. Because nobody else will start it for you if you don't do it now.
Amen.
If you don't do it, God will do it through somebody else. But that person will not say, I took it from you. No, I'm the one. Is somebody with me?
Yeah.
You might tell the press, the TV, everyone, you go everywhere on the internet, tell everybody, I'm the one who started with that idea. Nobody will believe you. Nobody. Because they didn't see you doing nothing. So it's very important every time you want to go somewhere with God, start what the Lord has put in your heart. It's very important. Is somebody with me? Look at your neighbor, say, start it now. Yeah, it's very important. You need to start it now. Don't wait for nobody. Don't wait for me. Don't wait for Bishop. Don't wait for Grace. Don't wait for Dharma. Start it now. And when you start it, the Lord will assist you. Every time we wait on the Lord, we pray, oh God, Lord, have mercy. There will not be manna again waiting like the Lord has done it in the wilderness to send the bread from heaven. People will say, oh, thank you, God. You will not see it again. You are the one to do something. The Lord will give you an idea, and you have to go out there and start it.
Amen.
Let me tell you, do you think that Joseph was so, how can I say, beautiful, smart, that Pharaoh, when he looked at Joseph and said, I will make you the prime minister of Egypt from today? No, it was about the idea that Joseph brought to Pharaoh. He said, your dream, what you saw in your dream, I think the solution we can give it is that we need to take food and keep it somewhere so that when famine will come, people will get from where we just stock the food.
Yeah.
It's very important. Is someone with me?
Yeah.
What I'm saying here is this. Your idea can change your life in a minute. Just your idea. You don't need so many things. Just your idea can change things. Look at all these people who have millions today. They've started with an idea.
Yeah.
Am I speaking to somebody? Okay, let me put it in this way. I'm not saying that the position where you are, God will not bless you. No, no. What I'm saying is this. God has sent you in this world to be a very excellent person.
Yeah.
To live in excellence.
Right.
But you are the one to choose or to refuse. You're the one to say, I need to live in excellence. And when you want to live in excellence, you should start doing things in excellence. Is somebody with me? You need to think in a very excellent way. Listen to this. In the beginning, when God created everybody, the Bible says there were, we had a group of people. They came together. They were. Can you imagine a tower reaching to the heaven? We know that people here in the world, you know, we have the technology everybody's doing today. They can build all this very long building. But I never seen even one with his technology building something that will reach out to heaven. I never seen it. That's how, from there I would say, the technology that, you know, was there in the beginning is different from today.
Yeah.
They didn't have nothing. They didn't have computer. They didn't have nothing. But they could build something that is top will reach the heaven. I said, God, reaching out to heaven, just a building. So that a very excellent idea. But that idea came because they were speaking the same language. Am I talking to someone? What I want to say here is this. If you are with your husband, if you are with your partner, if you are with someone that you are working together with, you need to speak the same language before you can get to that excellence. Without the same language, you will not get there. If you need Harvest Field to succeed, to make history in Doncaster, you need to speak the same language with Bishop. Am I speaking to somebody? They were speaking the same language. The reason why they could build something very strong, when they say, I need this, they will give the thing that the guy asked for. I need bricks, they will give the brick. I need, a bread, it will give the bread. But if we are speaking a different language, that means when I ask for bread, you give me for a cake. So that means we are speaking a different language. I don't think that we'll go far with that project. The project will stop somewhere.
Yeah.
Am I speaking to somebody? When in your house you are not speaking the same language with your children, I'm telling you that house is down. You need to speak the same language with the children.
Yeah.
What you need, what they need, you should speak the same language. This is where we are going. But if you say yes and the son say no, if you say no and your child say yes, that means you're speaking different language.
Yeah.
And you will not go far.
Yeah.
Why? Because your house has two languages.
Yeah.
You are speaking a very different language. It's very important for you to understand it. And even God himself said this. He said, I see now all these people are speaking the same language. And nothing that they can think now will be impossible to them. Because all that they will think to do, they will do it. Are you getting what I'm saying? God himself was afraid of these people. He said, no, I have to do something. Because what they are thinking to do is so huge, is so big, that I have to do something. Let me tell you this. Until you do something that can shake heaven, that can shake the world, then you will say that you are doing a very good thing. Okay, nobody heard me there. I just said this. Until you do something that can shake heaven, that can shake the world, then you know that what I'm doing is the right thing. But when what you're doing is doing nothing, so that means you are not in that excellence. Am I speaking to somebody? You can't do something that will attract Bill Gates to you if that thing is not that excellent. It will not come and say, what is this again? Just forget. Do you know this program, Dragon Den? Do you know the program? Do you know what happened there? When somebody comes with an idea that is just worthless, they will look at you and they say, what is this? What are you trying to say? No, you know, this is, I'm building this because I want, I see that this idea is worthless, the reason why I'm out. And the other one will say, I'm out, and everybody will be out. Why? Because your idea is not attracting nobody. Praise the Lord. It's very important to know that everything that we want to do should attract people, even the devil. Okay, in that one you didn't say amen, because we don't like the devil. But I like what, there was this man who said something and I like it. He said this, every time you are doing something for God, and you don't encounter the devil on your way, that means you are walking together with the devil in the same direction. Do you get that? Everything that you're doing, if you don't encounter the devil, if you don't find challenges somewhere there, that means the devil is happy about what you're doing. And the devil can just be happy when he knows that what you're doing will not destroy him. And I don't see the devil rejoicing in what you're doing for God. I don't see it. Praise the Lord. So if there is someone tonight, this is a secret. If there's someone tonight who's facing challenges, I want you to know this. The Lord is with you. And the devil is against you. Just because he knows that what you are doing is so good, and they will take you to a place where God has prepared for you.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
Amen.
Don't give up.
Amen.
That challenge that you are facing today is just because the devil wants to make you give up today. Don't give up. I pray that the Lord will help you to make it to that place.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. You know, I will tell you this. Today I can stand before you and preach in English. Actually, my country is not an English-speaking country. Yeah, my country is not an English-speaking country. English is our second, not first, second language in my country. So it took me this, you know, what I'm talking to you, to understand how I can break the challenge. I can just keep on, you know, to move forward, so that today I can stand before you and preach in English. I know that I cannot speak that, you know, English very well than you, because you are born, you know, here, you were born here, and you are from here, and all of that. But at least you can understand what the Lord wants you to understand from me. And that makes me believe that I've break that barrier. And if you are saying amen, that means you understand what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. And David said, that table is before me. Amen. You prepare a table before me. It's not behind me. Not by my side, but before me. Everything that is before you, if it's good, is for you to do what? To go and to get it.
Amen.
But let me tell you this. Sometimes what we do, we just watch from afar. Look and see the table and say, you know what? In the Bible, the Lord Jesus was healing people. The Lord was there to deliver people from all the oppression. But you are going through a situation and you need healing. And you are talking about what Jesus has done. And you don't understand that this is the same thing that the Lord has put there before you. But you are just looking at it and say, oh, the Lord has done so many things in the Bible. The reason why, when you hear there is this man of God coming from the United States of America, we have a crusade in Birmingham, in Manchester, and you run to go because you want healing. No. There's always a table in this church every Sunday when you come.
Amen.
Am I speaking to somebody? The person who will run to go to that crusade is the person who don't understand that there is always a table in his church when we come to celebrate our Lord Jesus. If only you can understand that there is a table for you, you will get out of that situation. You will be like Bartimaeus, who heard about Jesus, who was passing by, and they told him, it's Jesus, it's just Son of David, have pity on me, I really need to see again. Jesus said, call him, I want him. He said, oh, this coat is too heavy, today I have to run, I will take it off. Have you ever seen a blind man running? You didn't see that. On that day, that man, oh good God, have mercy. He said, I need to run. I don't know what is before me. I don't know if there's a hole there, but I will not fall in. I will run. Jesus said, call him. And he was so happy to run to Jesus. He came and said, Lord, I want to see again. I want to see again. Can you have that courage? Can you have that courage to run? You know what is making you so heavy, to feel so heavy, is sin. Things that you are doing in your life will not help you to run towards that table. You need to get rid of every sin. Or say, I don't want you anymore. I have to run to my solution, to my healing. I need that healing. But before you get there, you need to get rid of every pain, every sin, every trouble in your mind, every sadness, every anger, everything that is before you is in your life. You need to get rid of it. Say, I don't want you anymore. This is what Bartimaeus did. He said, I don't want you. I know that coat was helping him to keep his money in. The money that we're giving him, he said, I will put you here. When it's cold, he will cover himself with that. But he said, today, I don't care if it's winter. I don't care if the person who gave me money a few minutes ago, I don't know if he gave me millions of pounds. Even if it's in my pocket, I will drop you here. What I'm about to get is more than millions. What I'm about to get is more than a coat. I have to run to Jesus and get that healing. And it's very important for you to know it. David knew it. He said, you prepare a table before me. It's before you. You are the one to run to that table. Oh, you are not happy here. You are the one to run to that table and go and get what belongs to you. Because the Lord has prepared that table for you. The Lord has prepared that table for your family. The Lord has prepared that table for your business. The Lord has prepared that table for your church. You need to run to that table and get what belongs to you. And David understood it. He said, I really understand that the Lord has prepared a table and I have to run to that table. Tonight, the Lord wants you to run to that table. Is very important. And another thing is say that table is prepared before in the presence of my enemies. Amen. The table is in the presence of my enemies. Yeah. Let me tell you, when everybody is against you, yeah, there's always a table. Everyone can be against you, but there's always a table, and there will always be a table for you. Don't think that when everybody's saying that it's finished for you and it's finished. No, no. Let me tell you this. When people come to you and say it's finished for you, tell them this. Comma. You know why? It's only God who can put full stop in what can happen in your life. When somebody came to you and say, you know what? You will not make it to that job. Just say, come on. Because God has another word after what you're saying. When somebody comes to you and say, I don't think that your disease will heal. Are you sure? Come on. The Lord has the final word for my life. He's the one who will put the full stop. Is the one who will say, this is it. You are healed. That will be the full stop in your life. The Lord can do everything after what a man can say. People can just say anything to you because nobody can see the future. Nobody can tell how you'll be great tomorrow. Nobody can tell. But I'm telling you, the Lord, you know, there was this guy after the hurricane that happened in the United States of America. He came with this poultry to sell it. And a millionaire person just came to buy it. He said, you know, I know this poultry is not that expensive. But the thing is, because this poultry has gone through that hurricane and survive, I will buy it that expensive. Is somebody with me? Just to tell you, that man's life changed on that day because of that poultry. It was a poor guy, but things changed from that day. Why? Because God can do it in a way that nobody will understand. People can say it's finished for you here, but tomorrow the same people will say, we are sorry. We didn't know. We didn't know because nobody knows. Nobody knows. It's only God who can tell about the future. I'm about to stop. He just said, you anointed my head with oil. You anointed my head with oil. Do you know that we have different type of oil? I'm not just talking about the Holy Spirit. This oil here is when, in the tradition of Israel, when people were going to, you know, if you're a guest and you're coming to my house, before you come in, I have to give you water to wash your feet. I have to give you a kiss to welcome you. And I have to pour oil as a smell, you know, a very good smell, perfume, to tell you that you are welcome in my house. Is somebody with me? That's not about the Holy Spirit. That's about you smelling good. And this perfume is God who's putting on your head. It's more than John Franco Ferry. It's more than Versace. It's more than Cerruti, Fendi, how do you call it? Kenzo. This perfume is more than any other perfume in the world. And the Lord is pouring that on you. Do you know how you will smell if God's perfume is on your head? Wherever you go, people will look at you and say, you are welcome. You are looking for a job, you get somewhere where the smell is. Come on in. Do you need a job here? Tomorrow, come in the morning, you start. You know why? There is a perfume on your head. Is somebody getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You go to the hospital, the doctor will tell you, but there's nothing, I can't see nothing. There's no problem with you. No, I was feeling so bad. Oh, you are healed, nothing is there. You know why? The oil on your head. When you are God's guest, everything is so beautiful. God will pour oil on your head. Wherever you go, you will smell good. People will appreciate you. People will look at you and say, look at him. It's God is blessing him. Am I speaking to somebody? And the last thing he says is this. And my cup overflows. That's where I will stop. And my cup overflows. The book of Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22 says, it's the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. And he does what? Addeth no sorrow. Is somebody with me? When the Lord pours oil on your head, it will make you rich like never before. And you will not see sorrow. Praise the Lord. That's our God. That's what our God can do. That's what our God can do. Our God can bless you in a way that you can't imagine. Every time that God pours oil on you, there is a change because your cup will overflow. Let me tell you, you can only tell that in that cup there's oil or there's water when the cup overflows. Do you get what I'm saying? You can't tell it if you are from afar. You just look at it and say, that's water. That's wine. No. You need to see it overflow. Then you say, oh, there was wine in that cup. So that means all the blessing that the Lord will give you, people will see it. You will not hide it. You can't hide it. Because it will just come out. It will overflow. Your family will get some. Your friends will get some. Your neighbor will get some. So that means as a Christian, you need to be overflowed by God. Oh, so that your neighbor will understand that you are a Christian. Sometimes we hide ourselves. We feel like I'm a Christian, but you keep it, you hide it. I like a gift that, I don't know, somebody gave me. On that day, I was like, what is this gift again? That's my brother-in-law. He's also a pastor from the United States of America. I think Bishop knows him. He gave me a gift, and that gift was just a stick that I, you know, paper that I have to put on my car. And the word is there, the word that is there is just, Jesus is the answer. And I was like, well, what is this again? You brought, you know, clothes to my wife and you're bringing this to me. But I'm telling you, that thing at the back of my car has connected me to people that I didn't know before. I would just park, you know, outside the shop and somebody would come out and say, are you a Christian? I say, yes. Where do you pray? Where do you worship? And some of them are coming to worship with us sometime. I was like, oh, sometimes you don't know
until it overflows. Then you understand. Because it's out now. So for me, that's my overflow as well. Hallelujah. So every time you look at it, you understand. I can't hide myself. So sometimes when the police is coming, you know, behind me, they will just check and they know this is a Christian. And I have to walk, you know, to drive very carefully. Because I have Jesus is the answer, you know, at the back there. Because they will come and say, are you a Christian and doing this? Where is the Jesus that you're talking about at the back of your car? So it's sometimes, you know, you're driving, you just see the police say, I'm preaching them, I'm talking to them with that Jesus is the answer. And I'm very glad. I pray tonight with just what the Lord has, you know, tell you today, you will get something and change will come in your life. In Jesus' name. Every time you come to church, I want you to put in your mind that there is a table. There is a table. There is a table. And before you leave tonight, I want you just to stand with me. Please, can you stand with me? There is a table. There's a table here tonight for each one of us. I don't know what is happening in your life, but I really want to pray for those who want to get what the Lord has prepared for them tonight. I really want to pray before I leave here. I don't want to leave this place without praying for you. You are facing challenges and you feel like giving up. Tonight the Lord has come to tell you there is a table for you. Amen. And that table will remain there for you. You are the one to move forward and to get what belongs to you. Amen. And I will ask those who really want me to agree with them and pray with them just to come forth. And I will pray with you. And I will believe God with you. Anything that you are facing today, you don't need to look at nobody, because the table is for you. It's not for anybody else. It's for you. And if you feel like, I really want to get to that table, you think like, there's this thing that is so heavy and I want to get rid of this thing, just take a step forward. I will pray with you. If you really need to get to that table, if you want God to pour oil on your head for you to understand the blessing and the favor of God, you just come forth and I will pray with you. So I will give you this time just to come here in the front and I will pray together with you. I will agree with you. This is a time, it's an opportunity for you. Don't let it go. Just grab the opportunity, because it's yours. The Lord has sent me just for you. Don't look at nobody. Don't think about nobody. It's for you. You're the only one who knows exactly what you need. And I give you this time to just come forward and I will pray with you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.